night, Reverend Leopold Friday was on March 25th recognized for 20 years of service as the first Vincentian Bishop of the Windward Islands and for his enthronement as the 14th Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of the Windward Islands, a position he has held since his consecration on the 25th of March 2006. Delivering the sermon from Luke chapter 1, the Right Reverend Ernest Fleming, Bishop of the Diocese of the Northeastern Caribbean and Aruba, drew parallels between Bishop Friday's episcopal journey and the perseverance and endurance exemplified by the Virgin Mary.
Bishop Friday and I were in the batch of seminarians who were permitted entry to Codrington College in 1981 and concluded our studies there in 1985. You could imagine, I guess, my pride when he was the first from our batch to be elected as bishop. Now here we are, two decades later. You see, church, example set, example followed. Since I've been there, I could almost say with certainty that there would have been some anxiety by Bishop Friday at his election as bishop. But we must highly commend him for the courage, stamina, perseverance, and outstanding ministry in this office for 20 long years.
Reverend Fleming said throughout his leadership, Bishop Friday has exemplified humility and selflessness.
There has always been humility and selflessness. These important characteristics were most likely reinforced through our experience as seminarians, where much emphasis was placed on modesty or lowliness, as well as prioritizing the needs of others, as we had to engage in practical helpfulness or visibly engage in offering service to others. Church, I actually recall an occasion where Bishop Friday would have placed himself at risk to save another student from serious bodily harm. He displayed great alertness and selflessness. He was a hero. Give him a clap for that, you know.
As the nation prepares to celebrate Easter, Reverend Fleming urged Christians to follow Jesus' example by living selflessly.
In this world, where arrogance and selfishness are causing such havoc, Jesus desires that we emulate him instead. We are to think less of ourselves and have that humility expressed in selflessness. We are encouraged then to use the lyrics of Charles D. Meigs and pray like him.
Reverend Ernest Fleming, Bishop of the Diocese of the Northeastern Caribbean and Aruba, Bishop Leopold Friday was appointed a Companion of the Order of St. Michael and St. George, CMG, on the King's Birthday Honours of June 2023, recognizing his distinguished service to the Anglican Church and the wider community in the Windward Islands. The anniversary service was attended by Governor General His Excellency Stanley John Casey, Prime Minister Dr. the Honourable Godwin Friday, Minister of Health, Wellness, Environmental Health and Energy Honourable Daniel Cummings, and Opposition Senator Kesal Peters. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.